As families get together this time of year, it often becomes story time. Great feats, complete disasters, all in the family lineage, all around the table, and all told slightly different ways each time. We have a capacity to tell our stories a certain way, smoothing out the rough edges, giving a more pointed reply, coming across a little better. Even if we have the word-for-word transcript, the way something is said can mean all the difference. I think that's how we have to understand the differences in our family stories from the last 2 days. Why is Zechariah left mute, Mary given more an explanation? Their questions to Gabriel sound quite similar. Scholars have looked forensically at these texts, seen how Zechariah's message is only improbable, Mary's truly impossible. How can this be today versus how shall I know this yesterday? On and on. I think it's enough for us to be reminded that the way something is said can make all the difference and cannot be easily expressed just in a text. Zechariah had less belief than Mary. That's enough for the different responses. So when we're retelling our story today, may we do so with accuracy and belief. We can learn from these family stories of Zechariah and Mary.